Hi, my name is Kevin Craig. I'm the Libertarian Party candidate for the United States House of Representatives for Missouri's 7th Congressional District. The 7th Congressional District is the southwest corner of the entire state of Missouri, made up of about 10.5 counties. My campaign theme is Liberty Under God, and I'd like you to support my campaign. Now, you might be saying, Kevin, I know a little bit about your race, and there isn't a chance in the world that you're going to win. Well, I guess that's probably true, but my campaign is not just for the House of Representatives in Missouri's 7th Congressional District. My real campaign is promoting liberty under God. And running for Congress is just a way to get a platform to help promote liberty under God. Now, if you're an atheist, you might be thinking, well, I don't know if I want to support a campaign for liberty under God, because I happen to think that anybody who's promoting a nation under God is promoting a theocracy, and they're trying to impose their moral views on me by force. Well, that's an interesting point. Other times, Christians might say, well, I don't know if I want to support your campaign for liberty under God, because you're a libertarian, and I've heard you're a radical libertarian, and it sounds like that would just result in anarchy. Anarchy. Theocracy. It sounds like a futile campaign, doesn't it? Well, let's start with this problem with anarchy. After all, this website, I am not an archist, is obviously related to this problem of anarchy and anarchism. And probably you came to this site because you heard somebody say that I'm an anarchist. And don't vote for Kevin Craig because he's an anarchist. And you get the feeling Kevin Craig's an anarchist? Boy, he must be a person of bad moral character. He's a libertarian, but he's also an anarchist. I'll bet the policies that he promotes will lead to rampant crime and chaos everywhere. That's all we need is anarchy. Well, these, I'd have to call them lies, play on the fact that you're a victim of educational malpractice, and you've fallen for the biggest government lie in all of human history. And the biggest government lie in all of human history is that anarchists are the bad guys, and those who are against the anarchists, and logically we would call them archists, because an anarchist is not an archist, that the archists are the good guys. You've been trained in government-approved schools to believe that an anarchist is a bomb-throwing assassin who rejects the doctrine of private property and seeks to foment disorder, chaos, riots, overthrow governments by force and violence, and establish some dreadful political ideal like the dictatorship of the proletariat, where everyone is his own god and criminals run wild. Interestingly, that's actually the definition of the archist. It's the archist who drops the most bombs. It's the archist who kills the most people. It's the archists who really infringe on your right to private property. It's archists who create economic recessions, the boom and bust cycle, economic chaos. And it's actually archists who work to overthrow other governments, more than just independent anarchists. It's archists who work to overthrow governments. And when it's all said and done, when archists reign, everyone is their own god, and crime increases. The bigger the government, the more crime you have. Interestingly, beyond that, Jesus, and I'd just like to say that I'm a Christian. I'm a Bible-believing Christian, and my goal is to follow Jesus, who was put to death by archists. Jesus taught me not to initiate force, even though I believe in a nation under God, and so you can say I believe in theocracy if you want to. That's fine. That just simply means God rules, God governs. But Jesus said, don't try to fulfill the Great Commission to make all nations Christian nations by using force. And he doesn't say to become an assassin and assassinate people who do things against you. He says, leave vengeance to God. The Bible says, thou shalt not steal, which is the foundation of private property. Far from being an advocate of disorder and chaos and riots, the Bible says all things should be done decently and in order, and Jesus and the Bible says pay your taxes. Don't overthrow governments by force and violence. Overall, I'm trying to work for a society under God, a city on a hill, a Christian nation where everyone dwells securely under his own vine and fig tree. In fact, I'm the founder of a nonprofit educational ministry called Vine and Fig Tree. The name Vine and Fig Tree comes from a lot of verses in the Bible, which most people are not familiar with, which talk about a day when we beat our swords into plowshares and everyone dwells safely and securely and peacefully under his own vine and fig tree. I might even add mortgage-free, owning it free and clear, and being secure that the government or pirates are not going to take your property from you. This is another way of saying liberty under God. where we obey God's laws and we enjoy liberty and freedom. Liberty under God. The opposite of liberty under God in our day is security under socialists, or we might say security under archists. So I'm not asking you to support just a campaign for a political office, although if the people of Southwest Missouri would like to send me to Washington, D.C. to help go to battle with the archists to help reduce fascism, reduce socialism, take us away from the goal that we seem to be on right now, the road to security, so-called security under socialists, and reverse course and head toward the direction of liberty under God. If Missouri voters want liberty under God rather than security under socialists, I would be happy to try to work for that in Washington, D.C. In fact, I guess you could say I would be honored. I don't anticipate that. But I do want to promote the idea of liberty under God and move us away in the opposite direction of security under socialists. And so I'm here to remind you to clarify the fact that I am not an archist. And that in fact, yes, if you want to be technical about it, if I'm not an archist, that makes me by definition an anarchist. But I want you to begin to see, and I want the world to begin to see really, that the world would be a better place if we didn't have any archists. And you could say, well, if we didn't have any archists, that would just leave us in a state of anarchy. Okay, call it what you want. The world would be a better place without any archists. So let's start by asking the question, what is an archist?